Here's a little message just to let you know. You're listening to Radio, Radio. This is the Cliff Howarth Radio Show. Okay, it is that time of night, and I welcome my special guests here into the studio at Vintage Radio. I would like to say a very, very big warm welcome to Sister Lee. Good evening.
Good evening, Cliff.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio this evening. Well, there's lots going on in the world today, isn't there? Have we all been invited?
Yes.
Of course we have, indeed. Of course we have. First of all, thanks for coming in, and if you could give us a little bit of background on Sister Lee for anyone who's listening in tonight for the first time, they could be listening to you, and tell us all about how did Sister Lee come about.
Well, it looks like Sister Lee is a force to be reckoned with, and Sister Lee and I sort of I'm Mike Hughes, and
okay.
We sort of got together and just to start doing a little bit of music, and then Brendan got involved as well, so we've got a nice little trio. Now playing a mixture of Sister Lee's own compositions and also a few sort of covers as well.
Okay, so for anyone who's listening to me, that is Mike, who's giving a little bit of a spiel there back. And we've also got Brendan on violin and Sister Lee herself on vocals and guitar. Okay, so you're going to play three songs for us this evening, so we're going to kick off with a song pretty much straight away, if that's okay. First of all, what are you going to play?
Well, this is a composition, a song I wrote for the Liverpool Acoustic Song Challenge.
Ah, right, okay.
The background about it is about you have to be inspired by a painting,
okay,
or a building or a sculpture. So this came to me, I've just had this vision of this young teenage refugee from Syria. And I thought about him, he was getting housed in Liverpool. And so he was happy with his lodgings and everything. So when he came out of his lodgings, he saw this big old Catholic church, Sacred Heart Church.
Very well-known church. My mum knows that church very well.
Yeah, it was my own, you know, I was brought up around that area.
Yeah, all right.
So anyway, just had visions of him anyway. He started going to the church to take comfort and following all the parishioners lighting candles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as he was lighting candles, the flames and that were like making faces of his loved ones that he was parted from. Mm-hmm. So the song came to me with the words and everything. So this is his guardian angel,
okay,
singing this song to him.
Okay.
And it's called Important Refugee, with the important of the Liverpool docks, import and export.
Brilliant. Okay, so take it away whenever you're ready.
Because you're not
Absolutely wonderful, thank you so much. That was Sister Lee playing live for you here on Vintage Radio as part of the Gezi tonight. Okay, what a wonderful song that was. That was really cool. The words in that are fab as well, so well done, absolutely brilliant. Right, we've got someone listening here. Let's have a little listen, have a little look and see what's going on. Yep, sound is sounding okay, brilliant, thank you guys. Okay, right, yes, yes, yes. Where can we see you play is a question I have had.
Well,
any ideas? Are we going to be playing anywhere live?
Yeah, we've got a...
I've seen you play, of course.
The next time is on the 20th of December, and we've got an event on at the St Anne's Parish Centre at Rock Ferry.
Okay.
And it's to help the homeless. It's to collect... the event's called Samba, Socks and Rock and Roll.
Ah, right, seen that advertised, yeah.
Yeah, and then we've got... Northline band I'm in, and also great John Jenkins is on there as well.
Okay.
Also, we've got a live Brazilian dancer group and a samba drumming course. So it's going to be a real great night. Some Brazilian food, the whole thing,
okay.
And Sister Lee's going to be comparing the evening, and we're going to be doing songs in between all the different bands.
Cool, cool. Multi-talented, hey? Yeah.
Hope you can come, Clifford.
I'll do my best, I will say. I'll try to get there if I can. That's on a Friday, that, isn't it, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, Friday the 20th.
Ah, right, okay. Okay, I shall have a little look and see.
Bring some socks,
bring
shoes,
socks,
whatever, right. For the homeless. It's for the Charles Thompson in Birkenhead.
Okay, all right. So, a little bit about background. You told us how... You got together and stuff, and I know that you all do different things as well. So, music-wise, what's your musical influences that has brought you together?
Well, when we first started talking, we were talking about some of the old standards, weren't we? Things like Autumn Leaves and things like that. We were going to do the backing, and then it just progressed on. So it's a real mix, right, from the old sort of standards through to the sort of the rock and roll and in the 60s, right through to modern sort of folk, as Sister Lee does a lot of sort of stuff with the ukulele and a lot of folk stuff, don't you? And that's where you met Brendan,
right.
where Sister Lee met Brendan. So,
okay.
So it's a real bit of a mix of influences there. But but the aim really is to put through Sister Lee's own songs and also do some of the covers to make it a bit of fun as well.
Okay. So songwriting wise, I mean, how long have you been writing songs?
Came to a quiet place, really. I was always sort of interested in poetry and everything. Mm-hmm. I love lyrics, you know, and I thought, oh, do you know what, I'm going to have a go, you know. People just say you should have a go, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just been wonderful, one of the best things I've ever done.
Good.
And when you hear people, you know, sort of, you know, get on board with you and company, it's just amazing, you know.
Yeah.
Mike, I said, oh, Mike, do you think they're good enough? And he said, yeah, you know. So we entered the Liverpool Song Challenge. But,
the acoustic thing, yeah.
Nothing. We haven't heard, but, you know, I'm up against, you know, the top people there. But,
yeah.
You know, it was lovely to be able... It was an experience to do it, really.
Okay. My brother Mike says hello, by the way. He's listening.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Said the sound's sounding all right. Great. Sounding good. Okay. Do you style your vocal, your singing on anyone? It's quite a unique sound that you've got there, I think.
It's quite deep, yeah. People say it's quite deep, and, you know, they say it's like an unusual.
Yeah.
I don't know, it just seems to get more mature and with strength, and that is, you know.
Musical influences wise, what's your background with what have you grown up listening to, and who's inspired you?
Well, I go back, you know, all my family sort of were all like singers, and like we probably had the same background.
Oh, right.
We're all, you know, all the family used to get together on Saturday, and, you know, they'd play Spin the Bottle, and it'd go from everyone, right, you know, from all the old, even like my mother used to sing classical songs, you know.
Wow.
Like, you know, I'm just like, oh, gosh. So
just heard,
so, you know, just being brought and got older brother and sister, they started me off with like the Crickets and Buddy Holly, Delt Shannon, and then sort of just came into my own then with the Beatles, of course.
Yeah.
And then, well, Bob Dylan, you know, just I don't know how many times I've seen him.
Oh,
and
right.
This is why I love the harmonica, because of Bob Dylan.
He's influenced you there, yeah.
And Neil Young, of course.
Yeah.
My son's a musician, he's a songwriter, and it's lovely jamming with him, you know, because he loves Neil Young. So, so it's lovely. It's just, there's just so many things. I love Tamla Motown, I love Northern Soul, I love, you know, the Irish stuff, but, you know, saying to Michael, hopefully in the new year, we might be able to get, like, go back to the Johnny Hathaway and Sarah Vaughan.
Mm-hmm.
I love all the old, you know, those 20s and 50s bluesy songs with piano, you know, piano songs.
Yeah, of course.
So we'll see how we go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's great.
And of course,
great
my friend Brandon, you know, who is just, isn't he? He's wonderful.
It's nice to have a violin in the studio. We've had the wonderful Amy Chalmers in before, so you're in good company.
Yes.
Two great violinists in now, so I'm doing all right there. And of course, the second time that you've been on the show with us, Michael Union with Northland, that was a great night as well, a great session. So, it's great to have such talented people here playing this. And thank you so much for coming along and doing that. Can we get another song out of you before we move on? Because I want to make sure we get three in tonight. I'm pushing me both out.
Okay. Well, this song, Cliff, it's called Someone Else's Love, and this is I think it's sort of the theme is sort of, it's like the man of the cloth. And his wife, you know, is the source of parting. And this is a song, she's trying to cling on to him.
Okay.
So it's an unusual song, an unusual lyrics, but hope you like it.
Before you start this one, if it's okay with you, we're going to do this one live on Facebook. I'm just going to move this out of the way, it's getting on my nerves. We're gonna do this one live on Facebook. So for those of you who are listening, are we okay with that? If I put this one live, for those who are listening,
got glasses on, nobody notices.
if you want to go onto my Facebook page, for those of you who know me, this is going to be up there now in a couple of minutes' time. This is Sister Lee live on Vintage Radio, and they're going to be playing. Sorry, what was the song again?
Someone Else's Love.
Someone Else's Love. Okay, so whenever you're ready, you can take it away.
Well, I know there's someone else's love. Oh, yes, I know there's someone
Absolutely wonderful, there you go. If you are watching on Facebook, that is of course Sister Lee, and that was live here on Vintage Radio. And if you want to listen to the rest of the session, there's got about 10 minutes left, you can go across to www.vintageradio.org.uk. Okay, so absolutely wonderful, thank you so much for that, guys. So, oh, there you go, I've got a ping there, let me just switch that off, there you go, done. Right, so gig-wise, I saw you at the Corn Market, and a very, very good evening that was as well. It was wonderful. How did that feel playing in there?
That was the first time we'd all played. Well, it's the first time.
I thought it was, yeah.
And, but it was great.
I thought so.
But that's the joy of the Corn Market.
It's great, isn't it?
Place. So it was a bit nerve-wracking, but it was good, wasn't it? I think we all enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. It was a good. I mean, to be honest, I mean, it's funny with the Corn Market because for probably 12 months everyone said to me, you've got to go to the Corn Market, and there was always something that cropped up on the night, and I know it's only once a month, but it always coincided where I was somewhere else, and it's only like the last two or three months that I've managed to get along, and I've loved it. It's been such a great experience.
Well, it's a great sort of Stephen runs it really tight as well, which is great. So, you know, everybody listens. The good thing about it is everybody listens to it.
Yeah,
you know, you don't go there and think, oh, nobody's going to listen to me, so it's great. It's great for the confidence of it.
It's a very attentive audience, and the nice thing there as well, it's a lovely community feel about the place. I mean, I know a lot of people know each other in there, but it's just such a nice feel when you walk here. It's so cool, and of course you can stumble into there on a Tuesday night and end up seeing four, five, six different bands, singers, poets. Yeah. You never know what's going to crop up in there, and it, you know, I've seen some great things in there, people I've not seen before, and it's just lovely. It's just so nice.
It's one of our favourite places.
It is. It's there are a few nice venues in the city. I mean, it would be good as well to see you to play in a different environment as well. Like come try and get into 81 Renshaw or something like that. That would be great.
One day.
It's the more we play together, you know, it's the more you enjoy it, and the more you know what you're going to do.
Range.
81 Renshaw, of course. Sister Lee and I have on occasion played together there. Yeah, it's the We there. Shall Overcome.
Oh, right.
Open mic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Afternoons or evenings, which happen about once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's...
Brendan's one of my pals that anything comes up, I go, Bren, can you help me out? Like, I won't tell you about Gore's Fest because you wouldn't believe it, but it was like the day before. Right. It's a long story, but, you know, we got on board and, you know, it was just a really good... friend.
Oh, I quite enjoy it all, really.
Good. That's all good fun. All good fun.
So yeah, I come and violin along. I'm lucky enough to have perfect pitch.
You are, Brent.
For those of you who know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so song-wise, how many have you got written out? I mean, I'm thinking ahead. I mean, are you planning to get any of these down and recorded and get an EP out or something out? That would be a brilliant thing if you could do that.
Hopefully next year. Hopefully get Christmas out of the way.
Yeah.
I was really lucky enough, it's an honour actually, John Jenkins has written a song for me,
mm-hmm.
wants me to sing.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to taking me into his recording studio in January.
Okay.
So from there, you know, hopefully see what happens.
Off.
You know, we can see what happens.
Okay.
2020. But I'm also, you know, we're trying different instruments.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Brendan helps me with violin.
Okay.
I try and do a bit of violin work. So I'd like to get more. You know.
Yeah.
Better at that really as well.
Okay. Well, it's a nice it's a
lovely sound, the violin.
It is, and it's nice to have a piano here
and the piano
in the studio tonight.
Well,
that's great. That's the second time we've had one. My son Simoli brought one in, and the one they brought in was like, I thought, oh my god, I'm not even going to get it in here. It was huge. But it's nice. It's nice to have something different here. And so the Gezi's been off air for a few weeks. This is the first one we've done for a little while. So it's nice to get back into the swing and play some live music. So just tell us about the gig on the 20th again. People just turn up for that?
Yeah, you can just turn up. It's on from 6 till 10.
Okay.
And it's non-stop entertainment. This one, we've got some great, like I say, we've got Whirl Samba drummers that are there.
Yeah.
We've got some dancers from Viva Brazil show, and they're absolutely unbelievable. You know, you pay a fortune
to see
real
them.
Show
yeah,
dancers.
Yeah,
in there.
Yeah.
Because T.C. Criddle, who, Dave Criddle, who's the...
He was watching, by the way. I meant to tell you, he was watching the Facebook live.
Well, T.C. Criddle does a lot of work with the Charles Thompson, and it was her idea, actually, when we went to see John Jenkins at Heswell.
Oh, right, yeah.
And she said, oh, it'd be great, we need to collect some clothes. I said, well, why don't we just do it?
Yeah.
And, of course, we asked John. John said, no problem, ask Whirl mm-hmm. drummers and whatever. And we've got another a Brazilian lady who's going to be singing some Brazilian songs directly over from Brazil, so it's great.
Wow.
And there's going to be a lot of Brazilians there, because there's quite a big group of Brazilians who live on sort of Liverpool and Merseyside.
Okay.
So it's going to be great fun. So like I say, St. Anne's Parish
Centre. St. Anne's Parish Centre, okay.
6 till 10. Bring coats, socks.
Bring your socks.
Toilets, all of that sort of thing.
Okay.
No entry fee apart from bringing your socks.
Bringing your stuff.
And there'll be loads of food there, Brazilian food, all that sort of thing. It'll be a real good kick-off for the Friday before Christmas.
Brilliant.
And doing a good turn
fun.
As well.
Sounds fun. Okay, but we're nearly at the end of our slot, so if I can ask you to do another song for us, that would be good.
This is very Christmassy, but couldn't get more Christmassy. This is Silent Night we're going to do.
Oh, absolutely wonderful. Give us a second, I'll record this. For those who know as well, we do have a radio YouTube channel, in which I try to put some of our Gezi videos that we've done up there. There are quite a few up. I'm working my way through. It's taken a bit of time, sandwiched in between everything else. So if you have a little look for the Radio YouTube channel, this and the others that you've listened to tonight will be up there very, very soon. So this is going to be Silent Night from Sisterly live here on Vintage Radio.
Verse 2 of our rendition of Silent Night, it's going to be a verse with a bit of a different...
Okay.
Listeners will find out what.
Okay.
What I mean.
We wait with bated breath.
Momentarily.
Okay, guys, when you're ready.
1, 2, 3.
Oh,
Absolutely wonderful. That's what we write in the Christmas mood, that Silent Night, from Sister Lee, live here on Vintage Radio, on the radio show for part of the Gezi. All that leaves me to say is thank you so much for coming in this evening. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and good luck with everything that you do for the rest of the year.
Thank you very much.
Radio.
Just to let you know, you're listening to Vintage Radio.
Any opinions expressed here on the radio show are solely mine and not necessarily those of Vintage Radio.
This is Vintage Radio.